And I remember asking the cardiologist, you know, doc, I want to go home. What do I have to do to go home? He said, Jesse, we have to give you a pacemaker, but you're 20 years old. We don't put pacemakers in 20 years old. And I said, I don't care. I want to go home.
Welcome back to another episode of The Burn. I am Ben Newman, and you know how we do this now. Every week, entrepreneurs, entertainers, celebrities, business owners, athletes, individuals sharing their burn. You know, so many coaches and speakers that do the work that we do, they talk about why and purpose, but they forget to talk about that underlying burn, that fire that ignites why and purpose that then causes us to show up with great discipline, great consistency, to understand what the highest level of our performance looks like. That's what the show is all about, and that's what today's episode is going to hit on a deeper level, emotional level. You know I'm an emotional guy. I don't hold back from sharing my emotion. We're going to make sure that Jesse doesn't either. But I cannot wait to introduce you to my friend Jesse Ladson. Jesse is the owner of Ladson Construction. You talk about living it and doing it. He's gone from the corporate world to now having a business that generates well over $30 million of revenue and growing at such a track. He's now going to have his first conference, Contractor Con, on October the 6th and 7th down in Orlando. So he is getting after it in so many different areas, including some other fun ones that we're going to touch on. He's got great capacity. Big believer in the importance of being a great husband and a great dad. We are going to dive right in. My friend Jesse Ladson, welcome to The Burn.
Ben, I appreciate it, brother. I really do. I'm very excited for this opportunity to get a chance to share my story, share the company, and also the first event that, you know, we're planning on to really showcase the experience and the knowledge and the lessons that I've learned over my career. So thank you again.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I think that's what's so unique. And we're gonna get to the conference. We're going to get to those other things. But I'm going to make you start with that emotional story. You know, so many individuals, we face challenge. We face adversity. I've faced challenge. I've faced adversity. It comes in so many different forms. Everybody has faced something. So many are going through something right now. But Jesse, take us back to your 20s. I know this is not easy, but you had a near-death experience. So people face challenge and adversity, but you had a near-death experience, which also resulted in losing some individuals that are so close to you. It's the same timeline, losing individuals that are very close to you in your life. Take us back to your early 20s and what you experienced, which has helped fuel what you do today.
So, you know, I'm a big believer in Christ. I'm a spiritual man. And, you know, to start off, I know and I believe things happen for a reason in life. Our story and our roadmap is already planned. So I believe in that. So I never once, you know, look back and ask why things happened. I don't regret things anymore in life. So, you know, I went through a really tough time. It really started out at the age of 18. My body started to go through some weird things, was shutting down. And, you know, and ultimately at the age of 18, I had lost my older brother and my grandfather. The same day, my grandfather had a heart attack. My older brother was headed to the hospital. His tire blew. He struck a tree head on. And ultimately, we received a phone call within 10 minutes of each other saying that my older brother had passed, and then my grandfather had passed as well. So that was really the turning point for me at a young age, and ultimately what led to depression, heart failure at the age of 20. So that was a really tough time for me, because I'm a junior in high school, and I'm trying to just process everything that's happening. And at that time in life, I didn't have a plan to do big things. I was going to go to a trade school and be an electrician. I didn't have these big audacious goals in life. So we fast forward to, I was about 20 years old. I was still dating my girlfriend at the time. She had been there for me since I was 16. So we've been about 4 years now. And as my body was shutting down, I remember going into, at the job at that time, I was a I was working with a roofing company, and I was sitting in the office, and my boss came in. He says, "You need to go home because you don't look well." And I remember sitting on the couch and my stepfather coming in saying that, "We're taking you to the hospital now because something looks wrong." And so a couple of days later, they start to perform stress tests. And now, bear in mind, they would not allow me to go home because of where my body was. So a couple of days into it, we do a stress test. I can't even finish the stress test. I'm just emotional. My body's in pain, and I'm mentally damaged at this point, because I know I'm failing, and there's something bigger than what I can overcome at that point in time. So 3 weeks go by. I'm being stuck with pins day in and day out. I lose over 40 pounds in the hospital. And I remember asking the cardiologist, "You know, doc, I want to go home. What do I have to do to go home?" He said, "Jesse, we have to give you a pacemaker, but you're 20 years old. We don't put pacemakers in 20 years old." And I said, I don't care. I want to go home. So the next day I get a pacemaker. And so I end up going home about another week later. I'm 97 pounds. And I remember I cannot lay in the bathtub at night because of the bones on my butt just bearing down on the bottom of the tub. I remember walking out in public and friends from high school just walking right past by me, not knowing who I was. Not that they didn't want to talk to me, just didn't recognize me. I mean, I lost over 40 pounds in 3 weeks. It's just not natural. So I'm home with a pacemaker. I end up going through two stages of depression. And if I had to say, they're probably about 4 to 6 weeks each. And I knew I had to make a change. I always use my older brother as an example, and really, you know, that drive inside of me to do something more. He was the air traffic controller, certified pilot, just doing big, crazy things at the age of 16 and 18. And I knew there was a void that I had to fill for my family. And so what ultimately allowed or made me make the shift was I made a promise to myself. And a promise to myself was I was going to get my nutrition right. I was going to get back in the gym, because I worked out and played ball through high school. I was an athletic guy. And I knew that's what I get back to doing. So I hired my first ever coach, and that was a nutrition coach. And I dedicated to my first ever bodybuilding show. And that was the turning point for me to get at the lowest point in my life, when I could have just stopped, quit, and really been, I threw in the towel. I was mentally done. But there was something bigger saying, "No, Jesse, you might be done, but I'm not done." And so this thing just kept me going. So ultimately we committed to a bodybuilding show, and I did my first bodybuilding show at 130 pounds. And I went on to compete for about 5 to 6 more years. And that was a very advantageous part of my life, because it's what mentally made me stronger. I was dedicated, and I was programmed to processes and sequences, what ultimately kind of led me to where my mindset is today.
So Jesse, I mean, it's incredible the challenge and adversity that you went through, right? I mean, to be down to 97 pounds, pacemaker at 20 years old. I mean, to say they're going to do a medical procedure that they just don't do, you realize how rare that is. So let me tie a couple things together and let me know if this is accurate. I would have to imagine that when you start to face those types of medical challenges, and then you finally make the choice coming out of depression, just like so many people right now, because of what they've been through or currently going through or have been through, they get into depression, they don't know where to turn, but positive action is the core. So has what you've been through caused you to have perspective, but then the positive action you've taken to do things like bodybuilding, yeah, little foreshadow, being a professional fisherman, some of these things, does that cause you to realize that you can do things that are unique by taking positive action and having the perspective? What does no mean to you in business? What does no mean to you in a bodybuilding competition when you're lucky to have your life?
Well, first of all, there is no no. So my motto is that there is no plan B in life. You know, I have a plan A, and that's what I'm going for. You know, I'm a firm believer in knowing that there's a road to get there. How we get there is totally up to you. I choose to go down the hard path. I choose to go straight into the brick wall, and that's the way that I choose, because I have been hit by a Mack truck in life. I've been at my low, so it really gave me a different perspective on life, and it really, it's like I'm a new person today, Ben. It's like I'm a new way. I'm a new person of thinking. My heart's bigger. I'm more humble. I'm more fierce in the way that I attack my life, my marriage, my family, my business, my professional fishing career, the gym, the church, whatever it may be. I attack it differently. And I ultimately think it's because of what I went through. And Ben, the coolest part about this, and this is where I might get a little emotional, is, you know, my wife, you know, I met her when she was 14 years old. She has seen me at my best so far. She has seen me at my worst. Imagine a female or a woman. She's dating a man that's 97 pounds. She's a varsity cheerleader. She went on to cheer for Jacksonville Jaguars. She's a professional dancer. So she had every opportunity and every reason to leave me at that point in time, but she didn't. And so she's really been kind of this foundation for me, and has kind of allowed me to just leverage strengths and just plow through the most difficult times of my life, to where, you know, there's so many things about life that are precious that people take for granted. And it sounds cliche, but man, is it so true that people, they don't realize the blessings they have in front of them. Mm.
It's so important to be where your feet are and to have recognition. And but what amazing strength, you know, by your wife, and courage to stand by your side and to fight through these challenges with you, says so much about her. She is certainly an extraordinary wife, must be an extraordinary mother as well. Yeah. I mean, in hearing you share these things, you just mentioned the word attack. You know, it's one of my favorite words, attack the process. And in hearing you mention that word attack, because I think it's important for listeners to understand, we haven't even gotten to the business stuff yet, but being a professional fisherman, right? So going and competing, right? There's a process to that. You don't just sign up for a show. It's, here we go. We throw the rod into the water, right? So there's a process you have to follow in order to be able to compete. Bodybuilding, right? There was a process you had to learn. So attacking of the process as a fisherman, attacking of the process with bodybuilding, how has learning the importance of process then translated into your success that you've had in building a business?
Mm-hmm. So anything we do is a process in life. I mean, if you look at every single test throughout the day, it is a process. For me to do a podcast, it's a process. For me to go to the restroom, it's a process. And so once you're able to identify that everything in life is a process, you have got to get from your A to your B. Going from your A to a B is a process. And going from step one to step two is the same as going from step two to step three. The scenarios and the environments are different, but the process is the same. You have to go in a linear direction from A to B. So the processes are the same. Once I identified that, and you know, I've been able to apply it to my fishing career, bodybuilding career, my construction company, my roofing company, my consulting company. So there's all these things that the process is applied to. And once you figure out the science of it, once you figure out, you know, how you overcome the challenges in one, how you overcome the hurdles in two, right? It all begins to be clockwork. But what you will find is that the hardest thing we have about processes is dealing with the perception of others and dealing with, I would say, or let's just say people in general. I mean, people are the most difficult things to deal with in life. And ultimately, once you get in a state in yourself to say, you know, no is not an option, there is no plan B, who cares what other people think? It doesn't matter. But I can tell you, once you get into that state, you become a dangerous person, dangerous in the way that you can be unstoppable.
Which I like to say uncommon, right? So uncommon. Dangerous, uncommon, where people question, how does somebody have the ability to do that? And yeah. I think, and I hope, that everybody's paying attention to the real authenticity that comes from Jesse's story. And I think that's what makes you unique. I think that's what is so interesting and has me fired up about the opportunity to keynote Contractor Con, October 6th and 7th down in Orlando, is we oftentimes talk with leaders, right? We talk on the show all the time about be the example. And there are so many people out there who they will fake or tell a story in order to sell something. And I think the uniqueness of the purpose behind everything that you've done, from fighting for your life in your 20s to these processes by taking action to learn these different trades, to going from the corporate world and saying, that's not enough, I've got vision to do more, and now growing a powerful contracting business. I mean, projects from $500,000 to $10 million. I mean, these are significant, large projects in the contractor space with significant growth. There's this amazing example, a real example that you can provide for people who come to a conference, right? It's not a story or you had a couple things that you did that went well. There's this history of challenge, adversity, process, and success. Mm-hmm. So help us better understand, why are you throwing Contractor Con? What caused you to have this idea? And I know that you have a high belief in coaching, which makes your desire to create a unique experience to coach others to have similar growth is also part of Contractor Con. So I know there's a lot there, but I'm excited to be part of the event. So yep. Help us better understand why Contractor Con, mm-hmm. and how important is it for you to provide this example that others can do it as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to date back to when I first started my business and why the coaching is so important. And so I was about 4 to 6 months into my first company, and I hired a coach. Was not recommended, was not a referral, was somebody I found. Ultimately, we fast forward later, I'm about 10 months into it, and I'm out about 40 grand. And it was a very, very hard pill to swallow as a new company, or even period. It's a lot of money. And so I knew I did not want that to happen again. And I started questioning myself, well, how much is this really happening? This guy hasn't done where I wanted to go. He doesn't have businesses. He's just a coach. And so I had a really hard time connecting the dots and moving forward. So I terminated that. So you fast forward into it. I kind of have a bad taste in my mouth for coaches. A year passes by, and then I meet the coach of mine who I worked with last year, a friend of mine to this day, Michael Burt. And Michael Burt ultimately changed my life, the way I was thinking, sales strategies, becoming a person of interest. And this is ultimately kind of my step into my book that will be coming out in the fall, which kind of talks about the life events of being humble and fierce in the way that I run my life and business based on the life events that I had. But, you know, I was trained and taught to be a person of influence and a person of interest in the construction industry. And so in the era and in the, I would say, magnitude that we're chasing and pursuing work where we want to be, we got a large gap. We got a large gap in the ways of providing mentorship. We got a large gap in providing a community for contractors. And so we begin to think, what's the best way to become known, to share our knowledge, to share our tactics, and like you said, Ben, be authentic in how you do that, and what better way to be on stage? What better way to be on stage, share the story, bring in a keynote speaker like yourself, bring in the experts who have scaled their businesses from $0 to $140 million in 4 years. Bring in the tax professionals who say that it's your right not to pay taxes. Like, I would love to hear that. So, you know, this is a 2-day event where we are going to break it down. This is not going to be an educational setting. This is going to be a hype event. It's going to be in Orlando. We're going to have the stage up. We're going to have about 200 to 300 contractors. And I even think the scene is even going to grow more. I'm going to need a bigger room. I mean, this is how much interest we have in the event. So yes, the event is October 6th and the 7th, so 2022 in Orlando, Florida. So you know, we can share the events after the podcast, and you know, you'll see the sponsored ads, and you know, you can even go to jessieladson.com, and we'll have details on the event there. But our goal is to create a community of contractors that want to come together, share their stories, and why try to do business by yourself when you have a community of others? Why try to go through the expensive lessons of failure when you can learn it from others? You know, it's funny. People always say the best way to learn is through failure. Well, yeah, it is, but it doesn't cost you $40,000, right? So let's eliminate that. Let's create atmosphere. Let's create a place where people want to come, contractors want to come, they want to network, establish relationships, and ultimately make a lot of money in the process. I mean, who doesn't want to do that?
I love it. I love your purpose. I love the direction. I love the vision. And most importantly, I love the action. And we will make sure that all of the ways to stay connected, to learn more about the event, we will put that all in the notes. And Jesse, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being real in a world that needs it, right? Having a purpose. This isn't just to generate revenue. This is a purpose to help others see that by taking action, and you kept saying the word earlier, choice, that they have a choice too. And just because you're in the corporate world and you're making good money and you're paying your bills doesn't mean that's the end of your story. There might be other chapters if you choose to be courageous as well. And I think there's great power in perspective and overcoming adversity like I've had to do. You're an example of that. You're an example of taking action. You're an example of being a faithful man. And I am so excited to be part of your event. I can't wait to be with you and be with everybody that's down at Contractor Con in Orlando. And I just want to thank you for coming on The Burn, Jesse.
Yeah, Ben, thank you so much. And I appreciate the opportunity. And if I could just leave one closing note, you know, when my brother passed away, he had a quote in his senior yearbook that said, "The purpose in life is a life with purpose." And I wholeheartedly think that everyone needs to keep that in mind. Everyone has a life, but your life isn't worth living if you don't have a purpose. And ultimately, I have found my purpose. My purpose is to create a contractor community and just be authentic and honest and transparent in a way to where it is welcoming and we begin to make a movement and impact on the contracting industry.
Say the quote one more time, please. To live a life with purpose, you have to have your purpose.
So the purpose in life is a life with purpose.
The purpose of life is a life with purpose. Yep. Please do me a favor and share this episode with somebody who needs to hear those exact words. You know, from hearing Jesse's story, it's painful and hard for him, having lost loved ones in his life, to learn those lessons and now have perspective that he can fight, and so can you. Jesse, thank you. I look forward to seeing you soon down in Orlando. And to each and every single one of you, stay connected to your burn. You are not alone. We are in this fight together. Until next week, continue to fight the good fight.
This episode of The Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com, your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to BenNewmanCoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.